Well, it's always instructive to consider how other countries are doing in the pandemic. And in the Philippines, people have been told they'll spend at least another 2 weeks under some of the world's strictest COVID-19 lockdown measures. Already, 30,000 people have been arrested for breaching curfews and quarantine restrictions. And the United Nations has raised concerns about heavy-handed enforcement of the lockdown. Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge reports.
In her small home in Sitio San Roque, a northern suburb of Manila, Ligaya Sambayon is doing her best to care for her daughter Rose, who is in a wheelchair and lives with cerebral palsy.
When the virus surfaced, of course I was afraid because they said the weak are vulnerable to it. My husband has had a stroke. My daughter has a disability. It instilled fear. That's why I'm the only one who goes out.
When she does go out to search for scarce medicines and food, Ligaya Sambayon must carry a document which shows she is allowed to leave her home. President Rodrigo Duterte calls it enhanced community quarantine. There are curfews and checkpoints limit travel between suburbs and provinces. Public transport is banned.
I'm just asking for your disciplina.
President Duterte, who has made a name for himself waging a violent war on drugs, is also taking a hardline approach to the coronavirus lockdowns in his country. He's warned martial law could be imposed and that soldiers will be allowed to shoot people who protest. Earlier this month, Jesus Magseo joined a rally demanding food aid and was among 21 people jailed for a week.
When the lockdown started here, since March 16 we have had no income. There's nothing we can do but wait for whoever will help us, so our children will be able to eat.
Some who've broken the curfew were reportedly locked in a dog cage by local officials. Carlos Conde is from Human Rights Watch.
They fear that as the weeks go on, more and more Filipinos will be arrested and will be thrown behind bars. So that's a concern. And the context of this is because many of those who violated quarantine or curfew regulations are poor Filipinos who would step out of their homes or of their communities to try to find livelihood or to try to find food.
President Duterte has announced the quarantine measures will be extended at least until the 15th of May. The Philippines has almost 8,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19 and has recorded more than 500 deaths. The World Health Organization says it's difficult to measure the effectiveness of the quarantine measures in the Philippines, but says it's seen some positive enforcement by authorities when it comes to restricting the movement of people.
Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge.